From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is having meetings with Belgian and European leaders in Brussels, expressing the condolences of the United States for all those afflicted by Tuesday's attacks in Brussels. A senior U.S. official confirmed that two Americans were among the more than 30 people killed. Kerry said the U.S. and coalition members have a message for anyone who would kill and wound innocent civilians going about their everyday lives.
We, all of us, representing countless nationalities, have a message for those who inspired or carried out the attacks here or in Paris or in Ankara, in Tunis, San Bernardino, or elsewhere. We will not be intimidated. We will not be deterred. And we will come back with greater resolve, with greater strength, and we will not rest until we have eliminated your nihilistic beliefs and cowardice from the face of this earth.
In a sermon attended by thousands in Baghdad, Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr threatened increased protests Friday if Iraq's prime minister does not enact government reforms. Sadr has called on Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to address corruption and cronyism within the government by replacing current ministers with more experienced leaders. His followers have staged weekly rallies to pressure the government to make changes. Abadi has expressed concern about the protests endangering Iraq's security. This is VOA News. Taliban suicide bombers have assassinated a senior army general and his bodyguard in Afghanistan's southern Kandahar province, Afghan officials said Friday. Three gunmen with explosives strapped to their bodies entered the home of General Khan Agda in the Dand district disguised as guests and opened fire on their hosts before blowing themselves up or getting killed in a firefight with security forces. The deadly overnight attack also seriously wounded a teenage son of the slain general. The Turkish military says a car bomb has killed three soldiers and wounded 24 when the Kurdistan's Workers' Party, or PKK, attacked a military post in southeast Turkey late Thursday. The United States and Russia are calling for the drafting of a new Syrian constitution by August. Following a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said both countries agreed to push both the Syrian government and the opposition to free all political prisoners. Kerry said that cooperation between the United States and Russia had made it possible for Syrians to have a reduction of violence and a resumption of some humanitarian aid deliveries after 5 years of bloodshed. U.S. President Barack Obama returned to the White House Friday after a trip to Latin America that included a stop in Argentina and an historic visit to Cuba, where he met with President Raul Castro. During his trip, President Obama said the United States was slow to speak out on the atrocities committed during Argentina's former dictatorship, but that his administration will confront the past with honesty and transparency. On Friday, the legendary British rock and roll group, the Rolling Stones, will also travel to Cuba to put on an historic concert in the country where their music was once banned.
Obviously, something's happened in the last...
That's what happens when you ban things.
It's, you know, time changes everything. And so we're very pleased to be here. And I'm sure it's going to be a great show.
Even before arriving in Havana, the Rolling Stones said the show will be a milestone for the group, and they hope for the people of Cuba, too. China has vowed to tighten its regulation of locally made vaccines to ensure their usefulness after a recent scandal exposed regulatory loopholes. The scandal involved the illegal sale of improperly refrigerated vaccines, which might have been administered to millions of children. For more, visit our website at voanews.com. Reporting in Washington, I'm Phoebe Zimmerman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.